This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This six-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called, Do You Really Want to Grow Up?
All right, the last three. We'll go through these real quick. Number four, the fourth law of spiritual growth is that we grow when we help each other grow. We grow when we help each other grow. You cannot grow to spiritual maturity by yourself. It ain't going to happen. No way, Jose. Not a zip. Nothing. Zero. It is not going to happen. You cannot grow to be the person God wants you to be by yourself. You need me, and I need you, and we need each other. God wired us in such a way that nobody grows to maturity by themselves. You grow by yourself, you're going to be a lonely, stunted spiritually person that'll be wimpy and weak and not mature. The more you involve other people who are strong in the Lord in your life, we grow together. It's relational. Spiritual growth is relational. We're better together. Romans chapter 1, verse 12, Paul says, I want us to help each other with the faith that we have. Your faith will help me. And my faith will help you. You have to have other people in your life. God wired us this way. How many times I've talked to you about the verses called the 56 one another's in the Bible? 56 commands you cannot obey unless you're in a small group. Love one another, care for one another, help one another, encourage one another, pray for one another. You can't do it in a crowd like this. Serve one another, share with one another, build each other up, be there for each other. On and on. 56 times God says, the only way you grow is in community. The only way you grow is in relationships. The Bible says the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you, and the ear can't say to the eye, I can't need you. And the body of Christ, one part can say, I don't need you. A hand severed from the body of Christ is worthless, can't do anything. An eye severed from the body of Christ can't see. An ear severed from the body of Christ can't hear. You have to be connected in order to grow. You have to be connected in the body of Christ in order to grow. Now, this is the exact opposite of every other faith. Every other faith says the holiest, most righteous, most pure person is the person who isolates themselves from dirty, rotten humanity, goes up and lives in a cave high up on the mountain, and stays away from all the people who are evil, wicked, mean, bad, and nasty. And then they're really holy. Jesus says, no, 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 no. I made you to be with people. And Jesus is not hiding in some cave. He's out in the marketplace all the time. He's going to parties. He's going to weddings. He's a wedding crasher. Okay, you see, most of what you see Jesus doing, he's hanging out with people at parties. In fact, the religious people so hated the fact that Jesus hung out with people having a good time, they called him, they said, he's a glutton and a wine bibber. He said, he's a drunk and he's an overeater. He drinks too much and he eats too much. That's what they said about Jesus. He was a party animal. Why? Because why is being in a small group and being with other people important to your spiritual growth? Because the number one thing God wants you to learn in all of life, the most important thing God wants you to learn is how to love. How to love God and how to love other people. And you can't learn to love other people. You can't learn love in a cave. The very reason you don't want to be in a small group is the very reason you need to be in a small group. So, you know, there might be some people who disagree with me, or there might be some people who are kind of irritable. Yeah, it's you. You're irritable. And you need people in your life who sometimes think differently than you, that challenge your self-centeredness, that teach you to be giving, to think of other people. The most selfish person on earth is a baby. Me. It's all about me, and everybody exists for the baby's needs. It is only when that baby grows up to maturity that it can actually think about other people. And some people never grow up. They're stuck, and it's all about me. My schedule, not your schedule. My needs, not your needs. My problems, not your problems. My priorities, not your priorities. It's all about me. So we need each other. We grow when we reach each other and we're together in groups. We only grow in community. Here's what the Bible says, Hebrews 10, verse 24 to 26. Let us be concerned for one another, to help one another, to show love and to do good, basically, to one another. Let us not give up the habit, there's that word again. This is the habit of fellowship, the habit of meeting together. By the way, that verse is talking about small groups, because in the Bible days, there were no church buildings. There were no church buildings in Christianity for the first 300 years. 100% of church was in homes, in small groups. So he's saying, let's not give up the habit of meeting together in these homes, as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more. So here's the action step. Write it down. You want to grow? Join a small group. And the easiest way to do is just start one. How many people do you have to have in a small group to be a group? Three? Two? Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of them. Small is actually better. Three's better than five. Five's better than eight. Eight's better than 10. You get more than 10 people in a small group, somebody stops talking. It tends to be dominated by the most boisterous and outgoing person. And so, you know, to start a small group, you just say, get a couple friends, say, hey, you want to study this material on prayer for the next 40 days? I'm not asking you to do it the rest of your life. All right, number five, I can do this one real quick. The fifth law of spiritual growth is this. We grow when we expect to grow. We grow when we expect to grow. I call this the faith factor. Jesus said in Matthew 9, according to your faith, it will be done to you. Do you realize that God blesses your life according to your faith? If you, whatever you believe him for, he says, that's what I'm going to bless. Do you realize that God says, you get to choose how much I bless your life? You get to choose how much I use your life. You get to choose how much your life succeeds. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. So the question I ask, and you haven't even thought about it till now, is what are you going to expect to happen in your life the next 40 days? If you expect nothing to happen, guess what? Nothing will happen. According to your faith, it will be done to you. I highly recommend you go home this afternoon and you set a goal, a prayer request, something to say, this is what I want to see God do in my life in the next 40 days. I want to be stronger in this area. I want to see movement in this area. I want to see a breakthrough here. Because if you study scripture, you learn this. God does not move and bless you for your complaining. God is not moved by your moaning, by your griping, or your complaining. But God will move heaven and earth when he sees you trust him. God, every time God moves out of heaven and moves on earth and does a miracle in somebody's life, it's because somebody believed. So, if you want God to do something in your life, God, I want to grow the next 40 days. I believe I am going to grow in the next 40 days. What are you expecting to happen? You need to think about this. Get a goal. Don't waste the next 40 days. Get a goal and say, God, I'm expecting you to do this. I'm expecting you to work in my life. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting a breakthrough. I'm expecting an answer. You need to start this campaign with the spirit of faith. I am going to grow a lot in the next 40 days. Okay, number six, the last one. The last law of growth is we grow when we commit to grow, when we choose to grow, when we intend to grow. Growth is a choice. Spiritual growth is not automatic. As I said, you can grow older without growing up. Growth is not automatic. It is a choice. You must choose to grow. You must choose to do the habits. You must choose to make the effort. And you make a choice. Now, let me ask a very personal question. A year from today, how different do you intend to be? Do you intend to be stronger or still stuck in the same problems you are right now? You want to be more mature or you want to still be the way you are right now? It's your choice. It's your choice. There will be a year from today, some of you are going to be much better people, much stronger people, much more mature people, and others, they're going to be the exact same, still stuck in the mud, still walking around in diapers. Why? Because they never actually intended to grow. They weren't willing to pay the price. The bottom line, to just be blunt, is you're as close to God as you choose to be. It's your choice. If you feel far from God, God didn't move. You're as close to God as you, well, if my husband, if my wife, if my parents, if my brother, if my sister, if my girlfriend, stop blaming anybody else. You're as close to God as you want to be. It is a choice, and growth is a choice. And some people, frankly, are not willing to make the effort and take the discipline and build the habits in order to grow. So I go back to the question, which is the title of this message. Do you really want to grow? If so, how badly do you want to grow? And if so, what are you willing to do to grow? Are you willing to do these habits for the next 40 days? No, then you're not really willing to grow. You don't really want to grow. What you want is convenience. See, here's what God says. He puts it pretty bluntly in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. God says, you'll find me when you get serious about finding me and you want it more than anything else. When you say, God, I have to grow. I'm tired of being a spiritual baby. I don't like being manipulated by my moods, by the opinions of others. I don't like being a people pleaser. I don't like the fears and anxieties and worries. I don't like the depression. I don't like the problem I have with anger and sex. And I don't like all these. God, I want to grow up. I want to be a woman of God. I want to be a man of God. I want to man up and be strong and steady and stable. Well, that's choice. And so what's the action step? Write this down. Covenant with others. You covenant with others. And a covenant, we grow faster when we make a decision with other people and we do it in community. We do a covenant every time we do a spiritual growth campaign. And a covenant is, it's easier to change when other people are changing with you. It's easier to go on a diet when other people are doing a diet with you. It's easier to exercise when you got a partner. It's easier to grow when you make a covenant with other people to grow. Now, this is a covenant that I'm going to encourage you to sign. You say, well, I don't know if I want to make a covenant with God. Why? You make covenants to everybody else. You can't do anything in life without making commitments. You can't buy a car without signing a covenant. And I'll pay it off in 36 months. You can't rent a house or buy a house without making a covenant. I will make these payments every week. You can't get a job without making a covenant. I covenant to be there and show up and actually get the work done. You can't get married without making a covenant, till death do us part. You can't do anything in life without commitment. The epitome of immaturity is the guy who won't commit to anything. The fear of commitment is the ultimate example of immaturity. And the only way you grow is by making commitments and growing into it. You say, well, I don't think I know what to do. Of course you don't know what to do, but you make the commitment and you grow into it. Some of you, when you got married and you said, let's have kids, you made a commitment to be a parent. Did you know how to be a parent? No. Not a single person knows how to be a parent before they're a parent. You just make the commitment and then you grow into it. I'm asking you to make a commitment to the most important thing in your life, spiritual growth. And the starting point is 40 days of prayer. When you study any revival, renewal, movement in history, it always starts with prayer. Folks, our nation needs a revival. It's in deep, deep weeds right now. And we need revival in our hearts. We need renewal, refreshment. a fresh sense of joy, a fresh sense of God's presence, a fresh sense of what he wants to do in our lives. And I believe it comes through prayer. And that's why we spent the better part of a year preparing all of these tools. You have to get in a small group. You have to get in one for 6 weeks. Just do it for 6 weeks. Start one, because it's not the sermons. It's what we've all been preparing for. And we're going to go to a whole new level. Now, why am I staying? One reason. I am committed to your personal growth. You know, I serve this church for free. I've served it free now for 38 years. And I don't take a salary, so you can't fire me. Because I'm a volunteer. I'm a volunteer pastor. I'm an amateur. Professionals are paid to do. I'm an amateur pastor. And I love that, because amateur comes from the word amore, which means I do it out of love. I don't do it for money. I do it out of love for God, and I do it out of love for you. And my goal is the last verse on your outline. Our greatest wish and prayer is that you will become mature Christians. So the bottom line really is, what are you gonna do for the next 6 weeks, 7 weeks? Do nothing, miss out, and watch everybody else grow and benefit and get the blessing? Or are you willing to step up the plate and to develop some new habits, which will determine the rest of your life and even the rewards in eternal destiny? But let me lead you in prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father, I look out on these people and I love them. They are good people. These are good, good people. And we've been through a lot, ups and downs, highs and lows, crushing grief and soaring joy, lots of different experiences in life. I do believe that our best days are ahead of us. And I do, Lord, re-up. I commit to moving myself first and everybody else to deeper levels of maturity and growth. We don't want to waste our lives. We don't want to miss out on what you've got in store for us. We want all of the blessings. And if we will just do what you say you do, you say our lives will be successful. And I pray a blessing on every person here, that as we go into the next 40 days, we will go into it with anticipation and expectation. It'd be a waste of time for us to do this and not do it in faith. So thank you in advance. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do in my life and in the lives of everybody here who chooses. We know that growth is a choice. And we pray that as we build these habits in our lives, we will become true men of God and women of God in a world that is filled with unstable, flaky, uncommitted people. I pray this blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, well, we all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, barriers, and uncertainty, but God has made a way for you to handle these things. It's called prayer. In his 6-part 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers deep insight on how to cultivate a powerful prayer life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
I've put together a brand new 6-part Bible study. It's called 40 Days of Prayer. Now, the 6 sessions in this study are, first, we talk about the purpose of prayer. You have to understand why prayer works before you can understand how prayer works. Then we're going to talk about how to pray in a crisis. If you're in a crisis, get this material right now, because you need to know there are kinds of prayers in the Bible that God says you need to pray this kind of prayer in a crisis. Then in the 3rd part, we're going to talk about praying and fasting for a breakthrough. If you've never learned to fast and you've never learned how to pray a breakthrough prayer, this will be eye-opening to you. Jesus once said of someone who needed a miracle, this kind happens only through prayer and fasting. I want to teach you how to pray a breakthrough prayer. If you need a breakthrough in your life, this is important. And then we're going to talk about talking to your Heavenly Father. You're not talking to some impersonal force in the sky. It's all about relationship. And finally, we talk about how do you be persistent in prayer? We often pray for a while and then we start and we stutter and sputter and then we give up. And yet Jesus said, you have to always pray and not give up. And you know what? In your life, you're always doing one or the other. You're either praying persistently or you're giving up. If you're not praying persistently, you're giving up. If you are praying persistently, you're not giving up. So this is the key to not giving up. Now, this study on 40 days of prayer is going to show you that really prayer is about a relationship, not fancy formulas. It's about getting to know God on a personal basis and realizing how deeply He wants to hear you talk to Him, and He wants to talk to you back. You'll stop worrying and you'll start trusting more. You'll pray with more confidence. You'll claim His promises and you'll see answers to your prayer. So join me and a lot of other Daily Hope listeners all over the world as we unite together. We'll be praying with you and for you. You'll be praying as we spend 40 days in learning how to pray consistently and persistently and effectively and expectantly and successfully. Get this resource. You can only get it through Daily Hope. God bless you.
Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.